at Los Alamos. We have worked with Savannah River team to make sure that, you know, under those reduced funding scenarios, we are providing funding to keep them going and still stay on schedule. There are things outside of, you know, design that we would hope to get started, and in particular, they're trying to stand up a program office at the site. Those sorts of things would have to be pushed out, but we would continue to support the design activities and stay on track. So obviously, we hope we don't end up there. We don't know what we'll see for 20 appropriations, but we're trying to protect the Savannah River project as well as make sure that, you know, we don't add any risk to our ongoing activities to get to 10, 20, and 30 pits per year at Los Alamos. And, you know, that's also a risk mitigator for Savannah River, because being successful at Los Alamos will help us be successful at Savannah River and make sure we apply those lessons learned as we ramp up production.
So I looked at the budget a little bit, and there was still $220 million in there for MOX. How does that impact your efforts at Savannah River relative to pit production?
Yeah, they're doing disposition.
Right. So a lot of that funding, and, you know, Nicole might be able to speak even more specifically to it, but that's going to the disposition activities and the activities right. that, you know, fully close out that project and turn over and prepare whatever is necessary to support the, you know, transition to its use, to that facility's use.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The work and the money that is currently being utilized, all of the transition activity has transitioned to our current M&O partner, management and operating partner, Savannah River Nuclear Solutions. So that funding and activity is being done by our current M&O to transition all of that work from the former MOX project into our activities, which will be our PPF.
So that money, will it be fully burned this year? Will there be continuing carryover into next year, Nicole? Do you know?
There will likely be some carryover into next year. The amount and percentage, I cannot answer right now.
Yeah. So, will if the amount that's burned in that particular line item is not the full 220, can any of that money be used for any other bucket, such as the funding of Savannah River's requirements?
So I just wanted to say real quick, if y'all don't mind me jumping in, Pizinga just joined. You know, most of y'all know Dave, but from multiple iterations, but in his current iteration, Dave is our Associate Principal Deputy Administrator.
Well, it's good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
Hey. Keep going.
Hi, Dave.
Hey there.
So,
hello, Dave. Kind
of... All right, keep. Don't let me interrupt. Sorry.
No worries.
Keep rolling along.
So that was just a broad overview. You had questions on, you know, what our marks are looking like for 20 and they would impact us. So, I'll move on to the next slide unless there's any other questions.
This is Tom Young. I do have a question. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead, Tom.
What does HEWD stand for?
House Committee on Appropriations Subcommittee on Energy and Water Development. Same for SUD, same for the Senate. So it's the Appropriations Subcommittee, under which we are authorized the Armed Services Committees, but our appropriations, because we still fall under the Department of Energy, come through that overall energy and water development mark.
Okay.
I apologize for the alphabet soup. We should have spelled that out. Sorry about that.
All right. So where did you mention a 220 number a minute ago? What number was that? I don't see.
Tom, that number comes from the budget additional parts of the DOE's budget where they set aside 220 for the disposition of the MOX facility and all its equipment. It's not in the pit production.
Right. We were more focused here on talking about the money that would really support, you know, plutonium operations, which is what you see in this table. That disposition money is more in the out of the house, and, you know, it's really to disposition that facility and prepare it for use for pit production.
Okay.
So I also, Tom, did you have another question?
So what, when it says, there's a line that says plutonium pit production project, and it doesn't have a site listed, and it's got 21156?
Yes, sir, that's it, almost. That was a creation from the...
Okay, that's the top of the line above it. Okay.
Right, it's just, in that case, there's only one line above it. Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
no worries.
Okay.
This is Jim. I've only got one question.
Great, Jim.
We talked about the current MNO is doing the initial kind of design outline at Savannah River, SRNS, I guess it is. Is there a plan down the road to have a separate contractor for this design, build, and then operate it, or will that be integrated downstream into the MNO or whatever? I mean, will that be a mission of the MNO operator for Savannah River, or will it be separate? I mean, the reason I'm asking is if this is contracted out or bid out as a standalone thing, that introduces some interesting procurement, and it's